Tonight, Shir Simil Kuf Chav Zayin Din Moedim Drabonon Sif Aleph Keshigia Shir Sibel Moedim Shoichin Imor Tzibur. When the Shir Sibur gets to Moedim in Chazar Sashatz, the Tzibur bows with him. For the Yishchu Yoiser Midai, they shouldn't bow more than they should. The Oimim Moedim Anach Noloch Sha'atahu Hashem Alokain Alokabel Sar Chulu. They say what we call as Moedim Drabonon, their own formula for Moedim. And they conclude Baruch Kelo Adois below Haskaras Hashem without mentioning Hashem's name. The Yesh Misha Oymi, there are those who say Shetzarich Lishchois Gam Besof, that they should bow at the end. The Toiv Lachos Advarav, and it's proper to concern ourselves with that view. The Amor adds the Yesh Oymi. Some say She Oymer Hakol B'Shachia Achas, that the whole Moed Rabbanah should be said with one bow. V'chein Aminig, and so is the Minig. The tzibur bows with the shliach tzibur, but they shouldn't bow too much. Hainu hatzibur, referring to the tzibur. Or the shliach tzibur goof, as far as the shliach tzibur himself, bevadai lo odif mishar mispal, he's certainly not more than any other mispalal. The pasuk mechaber le'el besimin kuf yigimel sefeid lo yishcha harbe, ayin sham, where the mechaber paskin simin kuf yigimel, that he should not bow too much. Sefkan beiz yosim idai, more than enough perish, what does that mean? Sheyishcha kedin shar shchias. You bow like every other bowing of Shmoneh Esrei. K'mar shekasef simen kufi gimel sefeila k'lirin sef simen kufi gimel. V'abach mefarsh, the Bach explains, d'moedim sh'oimah shech tzibur, when the tzibur says moedim with a shech tzibur, lo yishcha rakinanei roshamat. He doesn't actually bow. All he does is move his head a little bit v'oil l'nogim. But that is not the minig of oil. The minig is to actually bow. Se'iv kon gimel v'oimah chulu. Then the tzibur says, "Moedim anachnu loch sha'atim Hashem alakenu," and so on. Ve'en hashliach tzibur tzorach lahamtin ad sheyisaimu hatzibur moed rabbanon. It is not a requirement for the shliach tzibur to wait for the tzibur to conclude their moed rabbanon. El mispal kedarko, the shliach tzibur can daven along as they are saying their moed rabbanon. The notes on the side point out that even though the shliach tzibur is not waiting for the tzibur, since the Ikra Takana was for the Shliach Tzibur to motzi someone who couldn't daven, he has to say the Moedim out loud so that at least 10 people around him can hear. Then he goes on to say that the Chazon Ish held the Shliach Tzibur says Moedim until the Olam Va'ed, and then he waits until the Tzibur finishes Moed Rabbanon, and then he continues. Others say that he should just say Moedim Anach Nuloch and wait until the Tzibur finishes. Not like the Mishnah Berurah. Sivkaton Dalad. Below Haskaras Hashem. When the Tzibur says Moed Rabbanon, it does not end with Hashem's name. V'das Agra, but the opinion of the Vilna Gaon is Loimer to say Baruchat Hashem Kel HaHoidos with Hashem's name. V'ha'olam lo nagakim. That is not the minhag ha'olam, that's not the general practice. Sivkaton He B'Shechiya Achas. The law brings, there are those who say that you should say the whole Moedim with one bow. V'abach kosa b'shem Hashal, the Bach writes the name of Marshal, sheyizkuf ma'at k'sh'oimah Hashem ad sofo, that he should straighten up a little bit when he says Hashem's name until the end, v'azyichman at the end to bow. Ad kan l'shonu, that's his language. V'olam nog k'mosha kosa v'amor, the minig is like the Ramor, v'ayim be'er locha, look in thee, be'er halocha. And if you look in be'er halocha, be'er locha hakol b'shechiyah, the Vilna Gaon says, Taka, you just bow at the very beginning of Moed Rabbanon, and that's it. You straighten up, and you stay straightened up till the end. Se'if Beis, Im ein sham kahanim, if you don't have kahanim to duchen, oy mishliach tzibur, elokeinu v'kevaseinu, baruchinu v'abrocha, hamashulash v'chul. Then the shliach tzibur will say this tefillah, V'ani avarachem, it ends v'ani avarachem. V'edatzibu oilam achav amen, the tzibu does not respond amen, elo keni hirasan. The Rabbah says, v'ein oim elo keni kevaseinu, chulu rak, v'zman shera'u l'beres kahanim, lisa kapayim. The Sheikh Tzibu only says elo keni kevaseinu when it's a time that's fitting for duchanim. V'na gulom b'shachris, sim shalom, the minig is at shachris to end with sim shalom. V'chein kol zman sh'oimer elokeinu, and that is true of any time we say elokeinu l'geroseinu. Al b'lav hachi, but if you're not a time that you can duchen, then maschilim shalom rav, then you say shalom rav. Ve'esh maschil and some shalom b'mincha shabbos. Some will say some shalom at shabbos mincha. Whole ksiv based since it says bar panecha nasat alonu she'at toyer shakam mincha b'shabbos, referring to toyer which we lay in at shabbos mincha. Mishtaburas of konvav im ein shalom v'chulu. If you don't have kahanim, then you say l'kinu k'yoseinu. I only come on some kuf chavches if you'd b'hagosh akos. If you look ahead. And some kuf chavches, there are more rights than in again that arminig is. Shafila yeshem kahanim, that even if there are kahanim, I'm a sheikh sibra lekenu kevasenu chul. You'll still see lekenu kevasenu ad am kadosh shecha ein sham till am kadosh shecha look over there. So kahan zayin over sheikh sibra vechulu. So sheikh sibra says this tefila. Ube diavid imlo omar. If the sheikh sibra forgot to say it, ein machzir nosa. We do not then go back for this. V'ayim be'alocha lukim be'alocha. The Be'alocha writes, Oy Meshich Siba Chulu, Ayin Mishtabur Sivkon Zayin, look in Sivkon Zayin, in the Diyavad Eim Achzion, we write that by Diyavad, if the Chazan forgot to say, Elokeinu Kev, say, you can go back. The Belav Achidaz Anshim Marav, the Afilach Achil Eim Lomar. Because anyway, the Minig of Anshim Marav is not to say it at all. Ayin the Tur, look in the Tur. The Gamma Taisers, Kuzmus on HaGamor Lo Yaminig Lomar. The Taisers also, and the Gemara, they didn't say it. The Gemara is tired that we're not saying this tefillah. L'chayr, in this good kaidin shama brachat Hashem, so if he realized before brachat Hashem, the din should be yachsiv and go back and say it. The griya dover zem, he's a chrein and bichamoicha, should be the same as a chrein and bichamoicha during seis mechuva. The gam kin ain't no mokar in a gemara. It also doesn't have a source in the gemara. Hafila achi kaim alon dim this, good kaidin shasim, brachat Hashem yachsiv, yet the halach is, if it's before brachat Hashem, you go back. Vayin leo vasim akufi dama shapaz magan afom, sif kandad, vidi evni in lachsa, hafila kaidin shasim brachat. But the Magen Avraham writes that b'diavad you don't go back even before the bracha is over. Tzorich in lamaisa, everyone screams the chazan if he forgets it. But you see, the din is emach zion or so. If he's within the bracha, so that's his mitzadit, he should go back. But if he missed it, it's not an issue. And the notes point out that if the chazan totally forgot it, you don't go over to him afterwards and tell him, you know, you forgot brachas kana. It brings him a yashiv. You don't tell him. What are you telling him for at that point? There's no reason to tell him at that point. Sivkan chas. So he says, "Elokeinu kevaseinu brachinu v'abracha mishalashus." The patach, it has a patach.
Not bivracha.
Kohanim am kedoshecha. Ein milas kohanim dovak lemilas am kedoshecha. Kohanim is not connected to am kedoshecha. Lo m'shem kohanim am kedoshecha. We're not saying these are kohanim of the am kedoshecha. The kohanim, because we hold kohanim shluchim achmonin inhu, that the kohanim are Hashem's shluchim. Lo shichu didol. They're not our shliach. Rather, the intent is that the Kohanim are called Am Kedoshecha. Kishe'oyme Yivrach Hashem Yir Litzad HaHechel. When the Baal Tefillah says Yivrach Hashem, he should be facing the Hechel. Yishmeracha Yir Litzad Yimin Shlom. When he says Yishmeracha, he turns to his right. Yir Hashem Klapi Hechel. Yir Hashem towards the Hechel. Panavedach V'yichoneka Yir Litzad Smol. Shelo, he turns to his left. Liachto b'yamin zayar parashas naso, to connect with the yamin, look in the zayar parashas naso. The notes point out it makes no difference if he's a righty or a lefty. This is going to be the same halacha. Sivkatan tes vav avarachim uminageinu kayom shalom rak ad shalom. Our minig is just to say until shalom. Bogan avram v'chin nash b'hargo. That's the avram b'hargo. We don't go to the end of the pasuk anivachim. Sifka Yud Ve'en HaTzibur Chul, HaTzibur does not answer Amen, they answer Ken Yeretzon. Da'amen Lo Shayach, Kim Kishu Oyna Ach Kainam Avach. Amen is only applicable when you hear the Kain saying the Bracha. Ma'ashen Ken HaShayach Tzibur She'enu Oymer El Dech Bakasha. The Shayach Tzibur is not saying it as a Bracha, he's saying it as a Bakasha. Shivachin HaShem Yisbrach Ba Bracha Shah Kainam Avachim. The Baruch Hu should bless us with the Bracha that the Kohanim use. Sifka Yudav Ken Yehi Ratzon. Ratzon Lo Amin to say Achas soif bracha shlishus, at the end of the third bracha. Takol inyan echadu, it's all the same. Shemesas sheikh sibit filasam ashkan omim, that the sheikh sibit's arranging and saying what the kahanim said, but you only say it once at the end. Vayesh oinim, others say ken yiratzon, others respond ken yiratzon, achal bracha after each line, which is the general practice that we do. Sifkad yudbeis bizman sheraui. The Elokeinu Kevaseinu is only said at a time of the Kohanim Kedushin. What's lovely to say, B'Shachris, Uba Mosif La Mincha. It's a Shachris and Mosif, not a Mincha. Uba Tanas Tzibur, Gam Mincha. But Tanas Tzibur, it's a Mincha as well. For the time, the reason is, Mishum De'oim Bechus Kohanim. You could Duchen at Mincha on a Tanas. If an individual is fasting, so he's going to say Shalom Rav because there's no duchening because of an individual's tefillah. When you're not at a time that's fit for Birchas Kohanim, we're going to say Shalom Rav instead of Sim Shalom. Then Omer Sim Shalom, O B'Shach with Shalom Rav. Let's say he says Sim Shalom, and he should have said Shalom Rav. Or he said Shalom Rav by Shachris. Yotze, he's going to be Yotze either way. Over Sidra Rizal Kosev, the Sidra Rizal writes, the oil of Sim Shalom, you say Shalom all the time, by each tefillah. Vayim Be'er Locha, look in Be'er Locha, look in the last Be'er Locha, Av Lavach, V'chulu, Ayem Yishtabur, Kim Yishtaburo, Fim Niska Be'er Boyka, Shalom Rav, Kodesh Om Baruch Atah Hashem. Let's say it's Shachris, and he started Shalom Rav. And he chaps before Baruch Atah Hashem. After the Yachzer, V'yom Sim Shalom, maybe he should go back and say Sim Shalom. Even though he's Yotze, he said Shalom Rav. But he caught himself in the middle. It's no different than we said before when it comes to the bracha of Elokeinu Kereseinu, that if you catch yourself in the middle, so you should go back. What about the reverse? Let's say it's mincha time, and he said, Sim Shalom. Even if he realizes before Baruch Hashem, you don't have to go back. Because you add more, it's bad. That's another thing. So he starts Sim Shalom, people go crazy and scream at him Shalom Rav. You don't have to scream at the Chazan for saying Sim Shalom by Mincha. It's not the end of the world. He makes it from the bracha. It's okay. Nusach Sfarad says it anyway. So that's where they make a mistake. But Lamais, it's not something you chayz about. So you don't scream at the Chazan if he leaves out of Kenneth Yaseinu. You don't scream at the Chazan if he says Sim Shalom instead of Shalom Rav. Because either way, it's fine. And the chiddush is that the Birchas Kohanim is not in the Gemara, and that's why there's more leniencies if a person would leave it out in Machzir and also.